Sears Island has been a point of controversy for decades, and frankly, if a port is to be built, it would most likely have to be privately funded, because you could be talking upwards of a couple $100 million to build a modern container port. I do not see, from my 25 years in economic development, I don't see a private party would be interested in the island unless they saw something compelling in terms of some consensus around the island. At this point, we really don't have a product to take out there, and you would be spending, as a private party, a lot of money to get it to the point where you could even consider a permit. So I think that it's crucial having bringing this to its final stage and memorializing this consensus agreement when the committee's ready to consider and do that.
Okay, but there's no expressed interest at this point.
I would say that there are people watching the process out there, but until we finalize this, I don't see private parties coming forth and putting serious time and money into it until they know that there's a consensus that's been arrived at and blessed by the appropriate parties.
So if it is passed, you're thinking there would be interest. I'm trying to find out if there's any interest out there.
We have, which we can share with everyone, a report from the Cornell Company that looked at our three-port strategy, including the potential for a transshipment container facility, which basically means shipping directly to foreign markets rather than just up and down the coast, coastally. And that is not only that report says there's potential, but that it could create, I think, upwards of 2,200 jobs if it were to be done. So
John Henshaw is here.
Is it fair to say, John, that our consultants believe that there's solid potential?
Yeah, I touched base with our consultants just last week to get an update, because this report was finished back in 2007. It was actually based on 2006 data, just to see where they were with respect to their comfort with the predictions that they were making in terms of container traffic growth over time. And basically they said that that while there may be a one-year lag or so, they were overall comfortable with the growth that they were predicting in container traffic.
Thank you.
Representative Seaver.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I'm just looking for a very simple answer, not the comfort level answer. Is the report completed or isn't the report completed?
No.
Okay. So 6 months after we adjourn, we're here, and we're here to possibly vote on an incomplete report. Is that what we're here for?
If you want to categorize it that way, I'd say yes. However, let me add that it is my understanding that the report and all of the data for the report has been assembled. Am I incorrect there?
You are correct.
All right. Now, it has not been assembled to give us in hand, and so, yes, you are correct. I don't believe that there are any other work for the Joint Use Planning Committee or any other hearings involved for that, for additional information to go into the report, but we don't have it before. That's right.
If I could follow up.
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. My belief in the last 4 years has been that a report, to vote on a report that's not in my hands is sort of like a physician handing out blank prescriptions. I really need to see the report completed before I do anything.
Appreciate that and understand it fully. Representative Vogel.
Thanks, Commissioner. Notwithstanding that a lot of the people in this room and yourself as well has put in a lot of time in this, and I respect that. But this is a business decision in a sense that this committee has to make give you a business answer type. Fundamentally, I've been opposed to this from the beginning because I cannot believe that the state, the DOT, would own something like that to give away as much as they did, fundamentally. But I guess we're past that through the agreement. But hypothetically, Commissioner, if a change was asked for 7 years from now, in other words, people weren't happy with what they had, they wanted to expand their horizons, they wanted to expand whatever they're doing, would it come back to this committee, number one, and number two, what would be the process to stop this kind of activity if people wanted to expand on what they were doing, hypothetically?
Okay. And when you say expand on the activity, could you give me an example?
Well, they didn't have enough land. They wanted more land.
You mean a potential port developer?
No. I'm talking about cultivation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. As it stands right now, any change of ownership, jurisdiction, or use has to come before this committee.
Is this after the, let's say, as an assumption, an agreement is made, and an affirmative vote comes out of this committee down the road?
Right. It would still, my understanding of it is, in terms of the balance of the islands being retained, that you would still have purview over that, but defer
it
to.
It is mine as well. It is my understanding as well that any subsequent change, let's assume that today or in the relatively near future, an approval was given by this committee to accept the work that has been done to date, and the island is thus divided as has been depicted. Any change in those boundaries would have to come back before this committee. From either side represented. If the conservation side looked to have more of the land, or if the transportation side looked to have more of the island land, those change requests would have to come back before this committee. But there was another part of your question, wasn't there?
Well, and just in case they kept somebody kept on going, how would you stop them?
We still own the island.
I understand that. This probably is at the crux of the whole problem. We own the island. We, the state, and it just seems that we should have much more jurisdiction over what's going on than what appears.
In terms of the conservation area?
Of the whole project.
Okay, well, we would still retain ownership. I say the whole island, there's 4 acres with the power there, but for that, we would still retain ownership of the entire island. It would be subject to the restrictions of the conservation easement. But we'd still be owner with those kinds of responsibilities. So, and you as the transportation committee, unless it's changed by the legislature, would still have purview over any changes in ownership, use, or jurisdiction.